the numbers earlier this week when we got the Final Four teams, and you know as well as I do, the NFL wants parity. And if you look at the NFC side of things, 16 different possibilities over the last 8 years on the NFC side with the eight games, 11 different teams of the 16 in the last 8 years. You look at the AFC side of things, because of the Patriots being on in every side of on the one of these sides of the ledger for the last 8 years, only seven different teams as far as the last 8 years representing the AFC kind of things. I think that this is one of these stories that we understand Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and what they have meant. But I just think that when you really break it down, when you think about free agency, salary cap, everything else, all the moving pieces, I just don't think you can really brag enough about this Patriots organization.
Yeah, it's amazing from top to bottom what they've been able to accomplish. And, you know, it really goes back to when Robert Kraft bought the team 25 years ago. He kind of instilled stability in this franchise, something that had been lacking because, you know, before this run, they had kind of been a laughingstock of the NFL. So he came in, he provided stability. And I think, once they hired Coach Belichick, he was able to, work his magic and really, take some players that a lot of teams had kind of cast away. And, I think of the Mike Vrabels and players like that. And he's just been able to come up with, how to gel a team together and make it work. And, he knows when a player's, value is not as what it used to be, and that's when he gets rid of them. He's been able to have a trained eye to sign undrafted free agents and work them into the mix, and that's how you kind of beat the salary cap. You got to have some guys, on rookie deals, and he just knows how to do that. And he often credits his scouting staff for having that eye to find guys that fit that system. And it's been a really successful formula for a really long time now.
You know, it looks like the weather is going to be at least a little better than originally expected. You know, if the game had been played 24 hours earlier, we're talking about single digits. It's still going to be cold, but, you're talking about two teams in Kansas City and the New England Patriots that are used to playing in cold conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think the weather itself will favor either side too much. You know, they both practice in cold weather. So, the Patriots have been practicing in cold weather now for a couple of months and Kansas City as well. So, I think that if there's an advantage outside of the actual, talent on the field, it'll probably be that environment that the Patriots have to face. It's kind of tough to replicate it. They had the music blaring today pretty loud in the stadium to try and get ready for it. But I think once that ball gets kicked off, it's kind of hard to replicate what it's like to be at Arrowhead Stadium. So weather, I don't think it'll be a big factor because both teams have to play in it. And that's pretty much the party line that both teams have talked about this week. I think it's the crowd more than anything.
Jim McBride, once again with the Boston Globe, joining us in both the AFC and NFC title games. We're talking about rematches as far as the regular season. On the NFC side, the Saints, won big in their situation. What about this situation with regards to with the fact that the first go around with Kansas City and the New England Patriots, it was a field goal game. Which team has the advantage? I mean, certainly Kansas City at home, you would think that they have an advantage, but with Tom Brady, so many road appearances, that kind of equals out from that standpoint. But with regards to the first meeting between these two, you think it? How much does that impact this outcome on Sunday night?
Yeah, I think it was really a tale of two halves that game. The Patriots had kind of confused Patrick Mahomes a little, showed him some coverages he might not have seen. He actually threw two interceptions in the first half of that game. And, a testament to Patrick was how well he was able to adjust to the Patriots' adjustments. And he came out and made it a ball game in the second half. And actually, they tied the game up late, and Patriots had that walk-off field goal to win it. But I think, the Patriots are going to have to look back at the first 30 minutes and see what they did to Patrick Mahomes and kind of use those plays that where they confused them, and which has really been a part of their defense for really the last 6 weeks or so, where they've been disguising their coverages as they played a lot of young quarterbacks. They kind of mill around the line of scrimmage, and not really identify whether they're going to drop into coverage or whether they're going to blitz. So really disguising their coverage to the last possible second has been a formula for success for this defense. And I think that's probably what they'll do against Patrick this week.
Jim, what's the confidence level as far as the fan base going into this matchup on Sunday?
You know, I think they kind of take on the persona of their team, and the team is playing with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder. That they're an underdog for the first time with Brady as quarterback, and I think the number 62 weeks. So they're really embracing the underdog role and using that kind of us against them mentality. So I think that they're very confident going into this game. You know, the casual fan will look at it and say, oh, well, they beat him the first time around. Why can't they beat him the second time around? But, you know, the more astute fan, the guy that follows it more closely, they're looking at the road. Patriots' road record, not too great this year, 3-5. You know, so I think that they're cautiously optimistic. But, you know, a lot of these fans up here, they think going to the Super Bowl is their birthright.
You know, we've talked about almost a two-decade run here with their domination as far as the AFC East is concerned. You know, I go back to the four straight appearances for the Buffalo Bills in the AFC title game back in the 90s. They didn't win one, but they were at least there. If the Patriots are able to win on Sunday night in Kansas City, we're talking about four appearances in the last 5 years in the Super Bowl. How does that stack up?
I think it's, you know, it's as good as any dynasty that this league has ever seen. To consistently, you know, be able to churn out, and like you had mentioned earlier, in this day and age of free agency where rosters, you know, overturn so much, it's not just a couple of guys here and there. Every year on every team, there's major overhaul. And, you know, I think it goes back to what I said earlier about the stability. You have Tom Brady there, you have Coach Belichick there, and you have Mr. Kraft as the owner, and that's really what's made this this franchise really the gold standard for this league, because they know, you know, when Tom, every year when he reports to training camp, he knows who his coach is going to be. He knows who his owner is going to be. For the most part, he knows who his offensive coordinator is going to be. And that familiarity and stability has really been the trump card.
Jim McBride, once again with the Boston Globe, joining us. You know, last year there was a lot of talk about things off the field and who was getting along and was there animosity with, whether it's with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick or the organization or whatever the case may be. We haven't really heard a lot about that this year.
Yeah, amazing what winning does, doesn't it?
Yeah, good point.
that was really a kind of a national narrative. I know that the ESPN story kind of came out about the end of the dynasty, and you know, Bill was sniping at Kraft, and Kraft was and Tom was sniping at Bill. But you know, as a beat reporter and being around this team as often as I am, I never really saw that. I saw these guys operating the way they always have. We saw them during training camp and OTAs. You know, on the field, Bill and Tom talking all the time. Mr. Kraft would come out to practice pretty much every day during training camp, and the interaction was the same. So, you know, what goes on behind closed doors, we never see that. We don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's disagreements. It's kind of like a family. You know, you don't get along with everybody all the time, but at the end of the day, they're all pushing in the same direction, and they're all fighting for each other, and they have each other's back. So, you know, that was more of a national narrative than anything, and I think you've seen through this season that those were really overblown.
And whether you're talking about the owner or Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, you know, you often hear, too, about everybody's protecting their legacy, what they have meant as far as this dynasty is concerned. And the bottom line is there's enough appreciation, and whether you love the Patriots or hate them, or, you know, or you can't stand them or whatever the case may be, you can't help but appreciate what they've accomplished during this run. And to me, there's just a lot of recognition to go around. There's plenty of it. Everybody will be properly recognized. I don't think they have to worry about it.
Yeah, you know, I've often been asked the question, you know, would Belichick have had this success without Brady? Would Brady have had this success without Belichick? And, you know, I don't think they ever think of it in those terms. I think they're both really happy that they have each other and that they found a relationship that works for them. So, you know, I don't think that Tom's in any hurry to say, hey, I'd like to prove and win a Super Bowl without Bill, or I don't think Bill's ever going to say, geez, I'll feel like I'm more of a complete coach if I win one without Tom. I think they're just happy because they both like to win, and they both have this, really the same mindset. So they work so well together, and that's really what the legacy is going to be.
I mean, last time I checked, people still admire and appreciate what Bill Walsh accomplished with the 49ers, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.